You're listening to Coffee Break Flight Instruction by M0A.com. Flight train tips in 15 minutes or less.
Hey everyone, Jason Schappert here of M0A.com alongside certified flight instructor extraordinaire Larry Diamond, also with M0A.com. You guys are listening to Coffee Break Flight Instruction, flight training tips in 15 minutes or less. Let's go ahead and start that timer. Today we're talking about what not to do on a ramp check. Larry, first off, explain what a ramp check is, then let's dive right into it.
Well, the first thing, at any airport, you can actually have these, for some reason, FAA guys kind of like looking at your airplane and start to ask you questions. And what happened is we have an airport that's just west of us, and I had three of my student pilots actually go. They have a really nice diner there, and as they were coming out, they got ramp checked. Wow. And I said, never, it's kind of like a parent talking to their kid, never, ever, ever talk to strangers. But you can imagine a person on the little solo cross country, it's really not that far away, and all of a sudden you have somebody who you don't even know that's asking you for logbooks, asking to see your, your student pilot certificate, even probably asking for my certificate if I was there. Yeah. And it's a pretty scary process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what I did is after they came back and I kind of calmed them down and probably could have given them probably about 40 milligrams of Valium, I kind of like had them think nice thoughts, and I thought maybe it would be good if I kind of like came up with a list and kind of give the game something to kind of look at to see what really a ramp check is going to be all about and what they can give up, what they should do, what they should say, if they really are in trouble, and what the whole purpose of a ramp check really is.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, so from there, what I did is I kind of like started along, and what it is say, if requested, these are some of the things that you can maybe present, but mm-hmm. what you should always have on board, especially student pilots, should always, always, always have their logbooks in the plane with them on all solo cross country. So that's really the first thing to start. Because if you don't, you may be in really, really big trouble.
Sure, especially as a student pilot.
Sure, and then the other thing I tell them is these. I give them a list of what they are not authorized to the inspector to do, and I thought I'd just make this list and kind of like share it with the audience. Mm-hmm. And unless they may inspect the exterior and look through the windows, it's kind of like almost the police department if they kind of pull you over and want to look in your car. Mm-hmm. And so they can inspect, they can look at the airworthiness certificate, they can look at your registration, the handbook, the weight and balance. They can even look at ELT batteries if they really want to, and even wow. kind of look to see if you did a VOR check, which is a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. So then I kind of did a little bit of more information. I called the AOPA lawyers, and I said, you know, can you give me some tips on what can I do? And tell my students to do. And they said, well, first be cooperative, don't be surly. That's the last thing you really want to do. Mm-hmm. And then they're not authorized to delay you any great length of time. They can't say, hey, I really would like to kind of like pull you in and talk to you for about an hour and give you the old rubber hose routine.
Yeah.
And then I'll always say, do not hand over anything to the FAA.
Very correct.
The first thing I really do is I say, first show me your credentials. Show me some ID, because mm-hmm. they're really putting me in kind of a bad place, and who knows what could happen out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like anything else, they have their own legal responsibilities, and guess what? That pilot in command, that being a student pilot that's going to be a private pilot, me, for instance, I worked really, really hard to get to where I am, and I'm not mm-hmm. going to let an FAA guy kind of intimidate me, even though I know all their inspections are probably for some good reason and yeah. something had happened in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I love the point you brought up, too, not to hand anything over. That's something I was always taught. You know what? The act of you handing something over can seem as if you're surrendering your pilot certificate. So if you truly did do something wrong, you have, based on your actions, actually surrendered your pilot or your medical certificate. Don't hand anything over. Keep it in your hands. You can look at it. Sure, Mr. and Ms. FAA person, you can look at it, but you can't hold it. You can't touch it. This is mine. And work from there. Certainly still be courteous, like you said. And it's important to note that being ramp checked, we use the analogy, it's like being pulled over, but where the two differ is when you get pulled over, chances are you are doing something wrong. You can get ramp checked and be doing everything totally right. You know, it's a random act, you know, apparently, but I can assure you those FAA guys were coming out of dinner too and heard three, you know, student pilots talking about their cross-country adventures over lunch, probably said, hey, we should check those guys out. They sound like student pilots. You know, so that may have had a little bit to do with it. I personally, knock on wood, have never been ramp checked, never even seen a ramp check happen. I've heard a lot of horror stories, though, and I've learned a lot to share it. Larry, I don't believe you've ever been ramp checked either, thank goodness. Yeah. And I spend a lot of time at busy airports. You know, I have heard of them coming out there and everything, never actually seen one, though, but just heard a ton of stories. I mean, and none of them have been bad stories, just it's a stressful situation, just like getting pulled over. Effectively is. So guys, I'm going to share Larry's PDF. That's what I was looking at as he was speaking. I'm going to share that underneath this video so you guys can check that out, learn really what to do, what not to do on a ramp check, guys. So hope you enjoyed this episode of Coffee Break Flight Instruction, Flight Training Tips in 15 Minutes or Less. On behalf of myself, Larry, and the entire M0A.com team, the most important thing to remember is that a good pilot is always learning. Have a great day, guys. See ya.